This is a CHY News Update. Couples who receive disability assistance will now be able to be with the ones they love without having to worry about reduced support clawbacks. Starting December 1st of this year, couples where both members receive disability assistance will receive the same support allowance as they would if they were two single people. On Thursday, November 13th, the government of BC announced it would become the first province in the country to get rid of the spousal clawback. Currently, if two people on disability assistance enters into a relationship, their combined supports would be reduced to be less than what they receive as two single people. CHY was at the announcement when MLA for Nanaimo and Minister of Social Development and Poverty Reduction, Sheila Malcolmson, announced the change. Malcolm says the clawbacks have been an ongoing concern for people with disabilities, as it means people would lose financial support simply for choosing to live with somebody that they love.
We want people to have the supports that they need to live with dignity and independence, both financial supports and the supports that they have in a loving relationship.
The changes would be automatic for eligible families and no application is needed.
This will take effect with the next check issue, which is November 19. Also, couples where one partner is receiving disability assistance will also benefit from an increase in the annual earnings exemption, allowing them to keep more of the money that they earn.
Julie Black and James Chapman will be celebrating 5 years of marriage next year, after knowing each other for over 14 years. Black says this new announcement is a big deal for couples like her and her husband, who have been impacted by the clawbacks.
It was a month-to-month thing, where we had to find a way to scrounge for money every month, just to be able to make a living. And we both work, but it doesn't pay enough for the bills, especially with the inflation now.
She says that with the ending of the clawbacks, she can now live like a normal person without having to worry about whether or not they have enough money each month. Black says people have been advocating for this change for a while, and it is great to see that work has made such a difference.
They've been pushing for this for years since I've been married, and now that it's happening, we don't have to hide anymore. Before, we felt that we had to hide the relationship like any other relationship with diverse abilities. A lot of people feel they had to hide the relationship because the ministry would pull that money back. And now we don't have to worry about that. So that's a big deal.
The changes fulfill the commitments made by the BC NDP in their 2024 election platform and their Cooperation and Responsible Government Accord with the BC Green Party. For CHY News, this is Laura McKenzie.
This report was made with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you. You can find more news updates, interviews, and stories from our nonprofit newsroom, as well as our news and current affairs podcast, Midcoast Morning, at chly.ca/news.